this, it means that we are dead. Actually, it doesn't. What it means is that we've rescued the lost episode from last week. It's been a terrific week, full of dealing with Indian internet technicians and nerds that talk in a language I've never heard before. In the meantime, while I go and have many, many beers, have a listen to last week's episode. This week on Full Credit to the Boys, we talk about cream pies and finger buns. We are officially declared podcasting losers. And Jackson Hastings gets declared worse than AIDS at Brookvale. Welcome to Full Credit to the Boys. You're playing games with my heart. Well, hello, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, and welcome to Full Credit to the Boys. You can find us on Twitter at FCTTB_podcast. I am Former Legend, also available on Twitter 24 hours a day at Former_Legend. You can find the bloke to my right on Twitter at Sid Punts, all one word, no underscore. This week he told Malcolm Turnbull that his wife Lucy was delicious, and his eagerly anticipated upcoming solo single, Not His Go, is being declared as the natural season launch song for the AFL 2019 season. Tonight he's wearing a beanie and a bum bag and trying not to look suspicious. Welcome, Sid.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's great to be here. My solo single, Not His Go, it's a very catchy tune. It's just me and a bass guitar, so it's pretty exciting.
Like many of the other classics I can think of.
But both rugby league and AFL are very interested in it. It's got a lot of common themes.
Now, we'll start the show off on a negative note, obviously.
Yeah, why not?
We were self-nominated for a podcast award for the top nominated happily
the greatest podcast of all time. I think our category was
one of those ones, yeah, yep. Or most popular amongst. Well, as it turns out, amongst baristas. But anyway, yeah, we lost. We didn't roll. We didn't go any good.
No, we didn't go any good. I watched the telecast. It was riveting.
Was it?
Yeah.
I missed it. You wouldn't believe it.
You know how most podcasts, it's just people sitting in their kitchen with a cheap shit mic?
Yeah.
Well, they continued that theme on the big stage.
Carried it over.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, but congratulations to all the winners. Who beat us?
I'm not sure. It wasn't Mamma Mia, so that was interesting.
Oh, that's a joke.
Yeah. No, it was some other whinging, whining podcast.
Right. Well, what I didn't
like was... I actually don't even know. I sound bitter. I'm not bitter.
What I didn't like was the way they referred to us in their speech.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a lady and a man who got up there, but have a listen to what the bloke said about us.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
They actually sent that to my tough phone as well. They keep messaging me, whoever they are. How are they the most popular? I can't even think what their name is.
Yeah, I mean, in the
sport, but I'm not bitter.
In the sports category, Howie Games didn't run a hole.
Didn't win.
Wow.
Didn't win.
How is that not the best sports podcast in Australia?
Well, that two-bit operation, that's the podcast awards.
They've made a very powerful enemy too,
yeah, I'm going to say. Won't be part of their shindig anymore.
Tonight's online Twitter poll is one very topical one with Sid. Is Supercoach A, I don't know what it is, something good to do? Addictive as crack, I think we wrote.
Addictive as crack.
Or B, something that nerds do.
Well, it's as addictive as crack, if you ask me.
That nerds do.
Did I tell you how well I scored this week?
Couldn't care.
Old Sid Punts climbing up the ladder. Moved in a fifth spot. Captain Nat O'Carr.
What else is exciting?
Yes. Did your funny voice. I like that. Captain Nat O'Carr.
I'm the Josh Nat O'Carr captain. Good you, mate. Good on
you. Good for you, buddy.
Do you know all about footy, don't you? You weirdo.
So they go and vote in our online poll.
Anyway, it's time for this.
This is Brian Henderson.
I'm Alan Jones.
I'm Vivian Chin.
This is Kent Brockman.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
The stories that will hit the headlines tomorrow.
Yeah, we started the show on a low, but we've hit it with a high here with sex robots on their way to Australia.
I'm not sure if we've ever covered the whole sex robot revolution on Full Credit to the Boys before.
I hope they're not swimming. They'll get rusty.
They can do everything now.
From news.com.au, your sex robot website, they say they can talk dirty, memorize facts, and literally get turned on at the push of a button. And now, sex dolls with artificial intelligence are coming to Australia. Harmony is blonde, busty, and full-lipped with a pleasant greeting voice and a steely gaze.
It's my kind of sex robot.
Just do your pants back up, please, mate.
You're not the boss of me.
I'll wash it as quick as I want. She knows what turns you on. She wants to hear about your life. And complete with her low-cut scarlet lace dress, she can be all yours if your wallet is heavy enough. No, we're not trying to pitch you a high-class escort. We're actually talking about sex robots, Sid, who are coming to Australia in more ways than one.
Yeah, nice.
See what they've done there?
Yeah. Clever.
It's no secret that technology is changing the sex industry, but a rising interest in the advancement of sex robots has sparked much debate over whether they'll lead humanity towards an isolated, ethically problematic, Westworld-esque existence.
Hmm.
Mm. Bentley Gibson Bentley, the Rolls-Royce, the limo. The luxury.
Do you reckon he gets called Ben Gibbo?
Ben Gibbo.
I don't reckon in his
Bentley
circle of friends.
Gibson, event organiser of Sexpo. Ooh,
oh, maybe.
Write that name down.
Maybe he would be called Ben Gibbo.
See if we can get some tickets. Believes the sex industry is amid a technological revolution, I should say, and these walking, talking robots are at the forefront of it. Bentley says you can have a full conversation with Harmony. She can remember facts about you and relay them back to you at a future date and time. She's fully interactive.
Wow.
And, Sid,
yeah.
I'm out. There is a stigma around sex dolls, says Bentley, with people who use them often viewed as socially awkward, unable to get a real partner or even perverted. But Mr. Gibson believes this will change over time. And I'm back. It's the same as how internet dating was frowned upon in the mid to late 90s. Wouldn't think so, Bentley, if I'm honest, but all right. Same as the way internet dating was frowned upon in the mid to late 90s, he said. These dolls can allow users to explore their sexuality, whether that be in a solo or a partner setting.
Yeah, interesting. Trying to get my head around all this.
If you bought a sex doll, Sid,
yeah.
Would you tell Mrs. Sid?
Well, you know what my issue with this is? If I'm going to have a sex robot, I want an R2-D2 one. Before he's beeping and carrying on. Oh, hang on, is there a female R2-D2?
And I'm out. With the rise of the internet, experts made a similar argument regarding the ubiquity and mass consumption of pornography. He said, Noel Sharkey, the shark, the great white, the pointer. The gummy.
Where's he from?
From the Foundation of Responsible Robotics.
Hey.
How's their headquarters, Sid?
Oh, dynamic, those nights.
He said, we're just doing all this
Bring
stuff.
Bring a plate.
We're doing this stuff with machines because we can and not really thinking about how this could change humanity. Some people have even suggested that sex robots create an attitude of too easy sex, which is always available. Now, Sid.
Yeah.
Even though you've been described as a sex robot in bed.
Okay.
Less Terminator, more Dexter from Perfect Match. But even though you have been described as that, would you be interested in purchasing a sex robot?
Well, there's another one. As much as I've got an R2-D2 fetish, I reckon I'd smash that Dexter up as well. I reckon C-3PO will be up for it.
You're going to love this third story in a minute.
Okay.
we'll move on from that.
We'll just park that there for a moment.
C-D-T-B. One of the great stories from this year. Melbourne mum furious at industry after discovering texts to sex workers on teen's phone.
Yeah.
Melbourne mum.
We've all done this.
Melbourne mum Gemma, we'll call her Gemma because her name's Gemma, grounded her son last month and confiscated his mobile phone. What happened next shocked her and her husband. On the 15-year-old's phone, they discovered what Gemma described as crude and disgusting texts.
Emotional language.
Offering sexual services and inviting the teen to addresses across the city. He had tracked down sex workers on www.backpage.com. You highlighted
that? I'm just Googling that as we speak.
A classifieds website that doubles as a marketplace for sex. That has been shut down.
Ah, boo. That's why it's not coming up. Boo.
Identical sites have popped up in its place.
I'll Google them.
The content of the messages, Gemma says, included graphic sexual terms her and her husband had to look up online.
Bullshit alert. There's a bullshit alert.
Bullshit alert.
She knew what it was about.
Now she's calling on police. Now she's calling on police and policymakers to be more vigilant in monitoring the sex industry. She wants them to know how easily the industry is accessed by minors. It's as easy as firing off a text, she says. But police say no crimes have been committed. In one of the texts, the young bloke says, "Hey, how are you? Just wondering if you're still offering cream pie service." A cream pie service. Now, that sounds lovely.
Did he think the cream pie was an actual cream pie?
What's that about? You reckon she's a baker? You reckon she's knocking off an early shift at Baker's Delight before whipping off the old apron and slipping on an apron?
Yeah. Get a fingered bun.
For a bit of an evening job. He says, "I'm 24. I'm in good shape."
He says,
"I'm clean." This bloke, for a 15-year-old, he's going all right.
Yeah, I think Gemma should be more worried about her parenting skills.
The response was quite welcoming. "Hi, yes, I'm still available for a cream pie service. I'm just not available tonight." What is a cream pie, Sid?
I'm not sure. I'm lactose intolerant. I don't even know what that means.
Oh, that's lucky.
Lucky for me, you reckon?
I'll keep that in mind. Change the way I've looked at you.
Anyway, move on.
She says, I'm not available tonight for in-calls as my hotel options are closed for checking in. I'm free tomorrow and the next day." In other messages, the teen lied about his age and asked if he was possible to have unprotected sex. On every occasion, the response was a firm, "Yep."
Yeah, wow.
Can I come there? The teen asked. Jeez, a bit forward.
He doesn't know what a cream pie is, obviously.
Probably start first sesh for 2 hours and see if we hit it off.
Oh, yeah.
I'll bring some party too so we can chill a bit.
Oh, how good's this boy? What is he, 15?
15.
What a champion.
He's
you
okay
go.
With
you
the
go,
whole
son.
Lingo. A woman advertising her services on Backpage responded immediately, "Okay, sweet. Well, can we lock in a particular night? Could you make it down here tomorrow night and I'll grab an apartment near the bay? Just for your information, 2 hours is $900, full natural service." On no occasion was the teen asked to verify whether he was over 18. I would have thought that was the process when he lobbed at the door in his school uniform.
No crime being committed here.
I mean, seriously, this mum, she's still getting over what a cream pie is. she said her son and his friend found the listings browsing the website. We said that before. And that he is embarrassed that his conversations have been outed. Oh, I bet he is.
Yeah, he's not embarrassed about the whole scenario. It's just that he's been outed. He'd be a legend amongst his mates at
he
school.
He was grounded. Boo. And we took his phone off him. Boo.
Boo.
A reply came through. We were naturally concerned. So we got his password, opened his phone, and that's when we discovered all his messages. Backpage.com was seized by FBI last month. And, there's just a bunch of people in a bunch of trouble, including for money laundering of $500 million. Sid?
The website reportedly generated more than $500 million. We're in the wrong business here.
Our website's cost us money, I've got to be honest, especially today.
Oh, it's been a long day.
Full credit to the boys.
NRL Round 10 review, Sid. We started on Thursday night. The Broncos hit the lead for the first time in this game, just after full time, with a dusty penalty goal to beat the Bulldogs 22 points to 20 at Stinder Stadium. After the game, Canterbury coach Dean Pay slammed the referees. Pay took exception to a number of decisions throughout the game, which culminated in Bulldogs fullback Moses Mbai sin-bid by referee Jared Sutton in the final minute, leading to a Broncos penalty goal and securing the game for Brisbane. "There are a lot of decisions that went against us, a lot," he said. "We wouldn't have been in that position. Darius said he might have felt him, brushed him or something. Is that worth a penalty to stop a game of football?" Another call which also left Pay particularly incensed was that when Isako clearly knocked on in the second half while trying to take a bomb. We put a kick up. Isako gives himself up as if it's a knock-on, and Sutton tells him to play on. "What did you think of it?" Pay asked the media. "It looks like a knock-on. It is a knock-on. It's a disgraceful call."
Yeah, well, he's now been fined $25,000 for these comments, which I actually didn't think were too bad. That was a tough loss for the Doggies. They were in this all the way, and to lose it like that is devastating. under the rules this year, that final penalty was a penalty. Mbaye probably didn't need to do it, but to lose a game like that, I think it's 25 grand well spent. There were some howler decisions. That was a dead set knock on.
It was.
I don't care how they try and justify
game.
It.
Yeah.
Yep.
Jack Bird slipped up in the lead up to Kerrod Holland's try for the Bulldogs in the 65th minute, and he copped a brutal hook from Wayne Bennett and played no further part in the game. The big wheezy after the game tried to convince everyone that Bird was injured, but many believe it was an old-fashioned benching. According to Billy Boom Boom and his Mazda 3 driving mate, Willie Zoom Zoom, from the Full Credit of the Boys Backyard Stats Lab, Bird was having a stinker anyway. He made 11 tackles, 0 line breaks, 0 try assists, 25 running metres from just 3 runs from the first halfback to make Chris Andow look skinnier than a rake.
Yeah, this dead set was an old school benching. There's a lot of talk that Bird is unhappy at the Broncos and wants out already, 7 games into a 4-year contract.
Yeah, not flighty or anything, is he? Not flighty like a bird. On Friday morning, after reviewing the game-defining calls, NRL referees boss Bernard Sutton declared all decisions this game to be 100% perfect, actually congratulated referees Jared Sutton and Chris Sutton. Furthermore, referees advisor Gladys Sutton said that everyone involved in this game with the last name Sutton should be named as a refereeing immortal. That proposal was seconded by referees director Frank Sutton and chairperson Mohammed Sutton. Secretary Kiyoshi Sutton also supported the proposal, as did Vladimir Sutton.
Yeah, they're a very influential family, the Suttons. Of course they gave this 100%. Every single game this year, every refereeing decision has been 100% correct. They've been very consistent this year. Gavin Badger came out yesterday and said that it's difficult to get refs into the game when they cop such abuse. But I didn't see much abuse from Dean Pay copping a 25 grand fine.
Just what?
There were some poor decisions.
Just one thing to Bulldogs fans. 3 years ago. Is your regret chucking that bottle of water at Sutton now? Friday, the Knights went down to a strong Rabbitohs side at KFC Nguyen Stadium, 36 points to 18. It was the 9th straight win for the Bunnies over the Knights and the first loss at home for the Newcastle team this year. And it was helped by potential Blues hooker Damien Cook, who showcased his skills in an electrifying game. Now, according to Roadkill Ronnie and his property developer cousin, Landfill Laurie, from the Full Credit of the Boys Backyard Stats Lab, Cook finished with a try, topped the Bunnies' tackle count and made 99 metres from 7 runs with the ball.
Yeah, look, what's going on here? I looked at the ladder this week. And Souths are equal with the Tigers. I was sure we were doing much better than the Bunnies, but they've won 3 out of their last 4 games, and they're playing a good brand of footy. They're on the right. They are on their way up. The Bunnies. I might have to get a Bunnies tattoo soon. 2018 premiers. I'm not sure which one I'm going to get.
Range your belly button.
And Cook is having a great year.
Range your cornhole. For anyone who hasn't seen this game, it'd be hard to believe that a player on the end of a 6-3 drubbing could possibly be man of the match. But I invite you to go back and watch the game Kalen Ponga turned on.
Yeah.
With every touch, the Newcastle fans rose to their feet. And in the early stages of the second half, with his team down 16 points to 12, Ponga threw the sweetest cutout ball in Newcastle since Andrew Johns ruled the world up there to put the Newcastle Knights in front. Well, they would have been front, Sid, but Ken Seo dropped it as he was putting the ball down for the try. 4 plays later, Seo dropped the bomb for the Bunnies to score, and the 12-point turnaround was the dagger in the Knights' hearts.
Yeah, that killed the Knights. Ponga is outstanding. He was outstanding. He runs to the line like Benji Marshall back in his day. He puts a little jump in the air, and the defence doesn't know what he's going to do. And he has the ability to create space for those either side of him. He created what should have been the try to Seo, but even right on half time, he did it as well. He ran to the line, then he passed inside for a half break, stayed alive, and they scored just before half time. That was dead set the Kalen Ponga show.
Yeah, whatever they've paid for him, they've got a bargain.
Oh, absolutely.
Condolences also go out to South Sydney 5'8" Cody Walker, who played a stellar game, including a beautiful try in the first half. He showed amazing strength in this game, Sid, to even play on Friday night, as it was just days after his mother had passed away.
Yeah, he scored a great try and celebrated accordingly. It was a good win for the Bunnies.
The Panthers couldn't match the Cowboys at Peter Brock Park, going down 26 points to 20. Now, the night began badly for the Panthers when form front rower Trent Merrin broke his finger in the game's warm-up, and it didn't get any better early for the Penrith side, losing Dallin Watene-Zalesniak to the sin bin for striking Kyle Felt in the 32nd minute before eventually going into the dressing room down 20 points to 4 at halftime.
Yeah, Merrin was injured in the warm-up, and it was a bad one. Did you see it?
Putrid.
The bone broke through the skin of his finger. He had it operated on, but then he put out a video of him in the hospital after the operation.
What's wrong with this bloke?
I'm not sure if you saw it. He was off his chops on meds, thinking that his hand was a duck, going, hello, 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 there's a duck. Off chops.
According to a couple of the boys in the Full Credit of the Boys Backyard Stats Lab, Switchblade Bill and his bi-curious brother, Switch Hitter Hal, this game was like crack for stat addicts. Two sin bins, eight tries and doubles to both Peter Wallace and Tyrone Phillips. But it was the stats of Jason Taumalolo that had all the boys at the Full Credit of the Boys Backyard Stats Lab busting their nuts. 21 tackles, two line breaks, seven tackle busts and 233 metres with the ball.
But more importantly, 96 super coach points.
There you go.
He was great again.
Great news.
But the Cowboys, they just... They just blew them away in that first half. 20 unanswered points was too much for the Panthers to run down, and they can run down a score, but not tonight. Coach Green said after the game that it took them 2 days just to get to Bathurst from North Queensland, and they'll be staying in Sydney all week, nightclubbing in Coogee until this week's game against the Tigers.
Almost all of them are staying there. Considering some of the negativity around his performances this season, Jonathan Thurston currently sits on top of the NRL stats when it comes to both try assists and also line break assists with 11 each. And when you look at the lineup the Cowboys have, Sid, I still say it's a brave man to write them off in 2018.
Yeah, well, I'm not writing them off. Here's a stat for you. They're only 5 wins behind St. George. They're creeping up.
Saturday, and the Raiders dominated the Titans at Geelong Cold Stadium, winning 32 points to 18. Now, 2 weeks ago, massive unit Shannon Boyd knocked back a 3-year deal tabled to him by the Raiders. And after this game, they should get him back to the table ASAP. According to Hurricane Harry and his less threatening cousin, Summer Breeze Barry, from the Full Credit of the Boys Backyard Stats Lab, Boyd was easily best on ground with 19 tackles, 129 running metres, 2 line breaks, a massive 6 tackle busts, and also a try of his own.
Well, this is now Boyd, Papali, Paulo, Austin and Caesar that have all knocked back contracts from the Raiders. First offers... All rejected them.
Starting to slim down a few of them too, when you used to call them fatties.
It's interesting times ahead for the Raiders. Boyd was outstanding in this game. The Raiders were too strong for the Titans. They were smashed again in the injury department. It looks like the wheels have fallen off the Gold Coast. 4 losses on the trot now.
Now, once again, the Gold Coast are battling a shocking injury toll. And in this game alone, Coach Garth Brooks was forced to manage a game with no players left on the bench as Jai Arrow left the field, or the ground, sorry, in an ambulance, while the Titans were also missing Jared Wallace and Keegan Hipgrave to concussion and Ryan Simpkins with a neck injury. The visitors were left with no fit interchange players for the final 8 minutes of this game.
Keegan Hipgrave.
What a
cool name. Jai Arrow's injury was a strange one. He was taken to hospital with chest and abdominal pains. He was vomiting and he's had back spasms of late. It was all a bit of a tough day for the Titans, but it was good to see the debut of Mwaki Fotuaka.
Yep.
For the Titans, who awesome. Is the brother of former West Tigers player Moses Mosesi, who tragically passed away in 2013. He was picked up from an open trial and he just turned up. And the Titans fellas were in the crowd and said, we need that bloke.
He'll do.
He didn't get picked for any rep teams.
Wow.
And now they've upgraded him. I think they've offered him a 4-year contract or he's just signed it. He'll be there for years.
Awesome. On the Gold Coast. Canberra captain Jared Croker became the 11th player in history to score 1,700 points in the game. And he also scored his 16th try against the Titans, the most against the Gold Coast by any player.
Yeah, they were good, the Raiders. They blew the Titans off the park in the first half. They deserve this win. Credit where credit's due, Ricky. Well done.
The Warriors returned to the winner's circle, beating the West Tigers 26 points to 4 at Not So Smart Stadium. Now, while it's not panic stations yet for the Tigers, the third loss in a row is certainly alarming, especially as a common thread is ill discipline in each of the losses. Rightly or wrongly, West had two players in the sin bin in this game, conceded 11 penalties, missed 46 tackles and made 16 errors to the Warriors' 7. In fact, despite all our tough defensive start to the year, the past three losses have all had one stat in common. We've had more than 40 missed tackles in each of those games.
Yeah, Cleary said after the game, we've got to go back to the drawing board. Our defence has fallen off. It's probably due to Russell Packer not being there.
When's he back?
I think he's back next week, but I don't want to make excuses. I thought that was the best game I've seen from Cheekam. He ran for 190 metres, made 32 tackles, but we just played dumb footy.
Yeah.
What happens? Nofaluma gets binned, right? When he comes,
that was dumb.
Oh, that was dumb. But when he comes back on, what if he does it again? Do you get sent off?
Nah.
You just go in the bin again?
Nah, another 10, yeah.
I reckon we're going to see someone this year get binned twice in a game.
Well, as far as Nofaluma is concerned, we're stronger when he's not there anyway. according to the Grim Reaper and the Deep Rimmer from the Full Credit the Boys Backyard Stats Lab, Sean Johnson, the buzz cut.
Sean Johnson.
Nude nuts, smooth sword, the shave shank. He had a night to remember. Despite leaving the field early with a lower leg injury, he made 9 tackles, 1 try assist, 85 running metres, 2 tackle busts and a try of his own.
Yeah, Isaac Luke, Adam Blair and Johnson were all injured in this game, but Warriors super coach, we know him as now, Tuira Nikau, has said that all should be right for next week. They were just too good, the Warriors, and they're rolling along nicely.
This game was the Warriors' first win over the Tigers since 2015, and further to that, the Warriors have won 7 games in 2018, the same number of wins they had in the entire season last year.
Yeah, that's boosted his average.
Now, the Sharks held off a fast-finishing Eels at Southern Cross Bogentat Stadium 22 points to 20. At the 73rd minute in the game, it was the Sharks dominating the game 22 points to 4 before the Eels ignited, scoring 3 tries in the space of 5 minutes. And the game could have gone to golden point had Mitch Moses converted his own try from out wide after the bell.
Yeah, dead set. What happened in this game? They were gone for all money, the Eels, and nearly snatched this one. They clocked off the Sharkies at the end there. And to make it worse, the Sharks made Moses look like a world beater.
Mm.
But they just fell short. I felt bad for Mitch when he missed that kick.
Oh, they said,
always welcome on the show, Mitch.
On the Fox Sports website, they had a photo of the moment Fifita embraced Moses to console him after a loss. If you watch the actual film footage of it, it's one of the shortest embraces you've ever seen in history. It's hardly a moment. Oh, can't a picture lot. According to the Fast Fingers Phil and his sex pest brother, Sticky Fingers Fred, from the Full Credit the Boys Backyard Stats Lab.
Not Matt Fred.
No.
Thankfully.
Andrew Fifita led from the front and finished with a game-high 165 run metres, 30 tackles, 4 tackle breaks, 1 line break, and 6 offloads.
He's been outstanding the last few weeks for
ever
the Sharks.
He's declared himself as a Tongan.
Yeah, he's grown another leg with Graham going off injured and as well as Sorensen. He came off as well. And they're already without Gow. The Sharks need Fifita to stand up. And the past few weeks, he has been outstanding.
The Eels are now just 2 wins from 9 games and sitting last on the table, which has forced the old former legend Red Pen to go through their name for 2018. But in good news for the one-time competition favourite, Sid, there are some amazing specials for end-of-season trips to Bali to be had right now. Oh, go there if you want. At least we can pencil them in for a win this week against the terrible, shocking Bulldogs.
Oh, that game will be something special. Hopefully they'll put a bell in the ball.
Cripple fight, that one.
Yeah, that's more like it. To be in that rumba, find a change, go over there. Oh, over there! Oh, over there!
Sunday, the Dragons were too strong for the Storm at Carlton South Public School Lower Quadrangle, winning 34 points to 14.
You've got to get that right. The sponsors have paid big money for
massive
that.
Massive money. Now, despite being in a losing side, the Fox, Josh Adokar, once again featured in this game as the winger scored for all three of the Storm's tries. He also ran for 166 metres with the ball, made six line breaks and a massive nine tackle busts. He should have actually had four tries, Sid, except for a diabolical call from the referees where the Storm actually received a penalty for crowding the ruck instead of allowing play to go on. I won't say it changed the game, but at that point in time, it certainly didn't help the Storm and the momentum that they were building.
That was a ridiculous decision.
Strangest call I've seen in a long time.
He played the ball. He touched the ball with his foot. Everything was fine. He was crowded, but he played the ball. He played it quickly. They went to the left, scored another try. I captained Addo Carr this week in my Supercoach team. Did I mention that?
Genius.
You'll be happy to know that. Yeah, he should have had four. That was a joke, but they got 100% of the decisions right, apparently. The refs.
Jeez.
Gordon Sutton.
The Dragons' Ewan Aiken is rapidly emerging as an Origin selection, and according to Axeman Mike and his beautician lifestyle partner, Waxman Will, from the Full Credit of the Boys Backyard Stats Lab, the stats from this game suggest he is a lock for the Blues jersey. Aiken finished with 15 tackles, 102 running metres, two line breaks, six tackle busts, and a try-scoring double for the man they call Ewan. His second try was a beautiful solo effort, beating four within the Storm 15 metres to score under the posts.
He was excellent. The Dragons were just good all over the park. They dominated the Storm. And wasn't it good to see 20,000 fans at Carlton South Public School Lower Quadrangle Stadium on a Sunday afternoon?
Made for a hell of a sight, didn't it?
Great to see.
And I pity the kids that had to pick up papers Monday morning there because they would have been very busy. After the game, Storm coach Craig Bellamy was very complimentary of the Dragons, declaring them the benchmark for all teams and also declaring his team had a lot of work to do to get to the Dragons' level. In fact, he was so impressed he was seen later at Carlton Tattoo Shop getting his own Dragons 2018 Premier's tat around his belly button.
Yeah, people have been calling me out on Twitter this week asking when I'm getting my 2018 Dragons Premier's tattoo.
Around your belly button.
One thing for certain, I won't be getting it around my belly button. Probably be too expensive.
You could make it talk, but
I want something smaller.
The Roosters hung on to beat the Sea Eagles 22 points to 20 at the Avita Men's Pure Performance Dual Action Aftershave Stadium. If the Dragon v Storm game an hour earlier was Champagne Rugby League, this game was the equivalent of drinking Clive Palmer's bathwater. The Channel 9 Game of the Round featured two teams who seemed more intent on finding a way to lose a game of footy instead of a way to win it. The watermark of poo brown play was in the fifth minute, Sid, when Daly Cherry Evans missed a shot at goal from point blank range. That missed goal would later come back to haunt the Manly boys as they went on to lose by two.
Yeah, Sunday afternoon, 20,000 at Cogra and 897 fans at this game.
I'd like a recount on that.
Yeah, I think they embellished it. It's back to their Super League days. It was disappointing to say the least. That was embarrassing. DCE has been copping it for the not just missing that kick, but laughing about it as he ran back.
Fair enough, too.
Yeah, but what else are you going to do? You shanked it.
Do you think it was deliberate? No, I don't think it's deliberate. I just think it pays to look like you give a shit. That's what I think.
Yeah, no, it's true.
If you're up by 50 and you shanked one, you can have a good old laugh about it. You can slap your knee and giggle, you piss your pants, but
yeah,
not in the fifth minute. It's not funny.
No, he is copping it for that reason. This wasn't the best game of footy. There's a scoop for you. There were some really soft tries from both teams. Ordinary.
Less funny when I didn't get the 2.5 start that I wanted. According to the Widowmaker and his ironically named brother Paul Bearer from the Full Credit the Boys Backyard Stats Lab, Manly had zero excuses for not getting it done in this game. They had 56% of the ball, were given 12 penalties, made 400 metres with the ball than the Roosters, made 60 less tackles, had 10 less missed tackles, and had 54% of territory. Now, just looking at those raw stats, it's actually hard to fathom how they might have lost this game at all. Poor old Manly coach Trent Barrett hasn't had too much to help him sleep recently, and this game will have give him further reasons to get it munching on the still knocks.
Yeah, they flew out of the blocks to lead 10-0. Should have been 12-0, except for that laughing long-neck fella. But there were too many crucial errors and soft goal line defence from both teams, to be fair. It wasn't just Manly. But they're two teams that are struggling at the moment.
Shocking. Now, we've said on this show before that Victor Radley is the best player in the past 90-odd years with the name Victor.
I think that's fair.
And he didn't do that fearsome reputation any harm in this one. He pulled off a monster hit, albeit illegal, on Marty Tapiao that had Marty seeking revenge. After that penalty for the hit, Radley pulled off a certain try-saving tackle to stop Dylan Walker scoring, and he saved the game for the Roosters. For those playing at home, the last great Victor was one of your favourites, Sid, Victor Featherstone, a flamboyant style of bloke who played for University in 1921 and actually was the basis for the Wiggles character Captain Feathersword.
I'm not sure if that's entirely historically correct, but that first hit from him was tops. It was totally illegal, but it was on Marty Tapiao. It was still awesome. But that second one was a dead set game saver, enabling the Roosters to be the victors.
Very good.
Yeah, you like that?
FCTTV. Hi!
News. NRL news time.
Wow.
You got to turn your mic on.
It is on.
Okay. I wondered what you were waiting
for. You waved around like you're waving your hands like you just don't care. I thought, oh, he's got something. He's got a zinger.
No, I was just scratching me nuts.
Jeez. Upper end of your head. Wednesday last week, Fox Sports chief NRL reporter, full credit to the boys' very own, James Hooper, has revealed that former Seagulls players approached Trent Barrett last year and warned him against signing a new contract with the club. NRL 360 co-host Paul Kent says he would not blame Barrett for wanting to leave the club. The problem is, if he stays and they continue to lose, we'll all forget about this, and at the end of the year when his contract's up, he'll have 3 busted years as head coach and everyone will say he can't coach and suddenly his reputation is tarnished. There's a lot of one contract coaches in the game who do not do a great job and they don't come back.
Yeah, well, that is a real concern for Barrett. He consulted a lawyer this week and Manly said, no, that's about something separate. Yeah. I don't know if that's true, but apparently he's made some demands around recruiting and support staff that he believes have not been given to him as promised.
Mm.
But with all of the trouble at the club, I think Manly has to do everything they can to keep Barrett at the place. I think at the moment he's the only dude holding the whole joint together. If he walks, the place will implode.
While at Manly, troubled youngster Moses Suli made his anticipated NRL debut for Manly, with the club upgrading him from a development player to a full-time contract. Suli, who had been sacked already by the West Tigers in Canterbury, was named by Seagulls coach Trent Barrett on Tuesday, but needed to be moved into their 30-man roster to be allowed to play. The upgrade on Wednesday allowed Manly to field regular centre Dylan Walker at 5'8" and overlook controversial playmaker Jackson Hastings to take on the Roosters.
Yeah, they're pulling out all stops to avoid picking Hastings again. This was a bit of a cock-up for them.
I like it, cock-up.
Sully's manager said, well, if you're going to play him, show us the money.
Right.
And he hasn't had much hand old Sully lately. But yeah, that just goes to show how well Manly's run.
SydneyMorningHerald.com.au report that there could be an offer on the table to purchase Manly after a group of high-powered business people led by Hong Kong-based investor Harry Chung were being sounded out about the prospect of buying out the Penn family. Days later, the Penns declared that the club wasn't for sale, prompting many to ask what the plans actually are for Manly under the Penn regime. The development comes as Seagulls directly addressed Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull to abandon plans to banish lottery betting agencies from Australia, such as the club's major sponsor, Lotto Land.
Yeah, well, they can't take a trick, Manly. Their major sponsor is under the pump. Their ground is a mess. The demountables are falling over. Successive governments have promised money and not delivered. But you got to think the only way is up, or maybe west for Manly.
Very west.
From here. It'll get better, surely.
The Bulldogs and the ex-coach from the Bulldogs, Des Hasler, have settled their legal dispute over Hasler's sacking last year out of court and in confidence, finally ending the Des Hasler Bulldogs chapter.
Yeah, I think there's a few people that will be sighing with relief that this matter was settled out of court because of certain things that may have come out.
Well, he actually subpoenaed, he's got his legal team.
Yep.
They were going to subpoena Wayne Bennett's contract.
Yeah, wow.
Craig Bellamy's contract, Aaron Woods' contract, and it will be all out in the open if they didn't settle this.
Well, so that and they settled.
Luckily for a few people. Meanwhile, Madge McGuire has been named today as the New Zealand coach.
That would be a great gig. I'd love that gig.
Yeah, how good.
Yeah.
The Dragons may have six Origin players this year, with Hunt, Ben Hunt, Aitken, Vaughan, McGuinness, Frizzell and DeBellin all likely to get a start.
Do you reckon that's when the wheels will fall off?
Oh, that might, you have to might change your tattoo to a train.
Don't tweet us that we're not funny. We're picking on your team. We pick on every team. Just relax. The Dragons will win the comp this year.
Oh, get the tat now. Around your belly button. Dean Pay was fined $25,000 for his comments about referees named Sutton.
Yeah, joke.
Cowboy Scott Bolton has flown home to be with his wife after being arrested and charged with indecent assault on the weekend. Bolton was granted conditional bail and is set to appear at Waverley Local Court on June 19. Full stop, leave that there.
Yes.
Michael Ennis has taken a shot at Bryce Cartwright, suggesting he defends in a dinner suit. Cartwright, boy oh boy, is he struggling in a set on Fox Sports. They removed Kane Elgee because of his defence. He needed to go back to Queensland Cup and work on some areas of his game. But Garth Brooks was specific in saying it was all about his defence. Well, Cartwright's defence is atrocious. I can't say it in any other manner. He's let his coach down. There's no two ways about it. He's given him a lifetime and he's just taking the piss up there. No two ways about it. He needs to show what he wants to be an NRL player. He's nowhere near NRL standard right now.
Well, when they dropped Elgee and brought Cartwright in, I actually said the same thing.
You did.
He's not a renowned defender, but sometimes he drifts in and out of games like he just doesn't care.
Yes. Now it's time for this.
Johnson, the stepper! For the heavyweight championship of the world!
This is a famous victory. It's going to be Australia too.
Sports News.
AFL and Geelong absolutely handed the GWS caps lock Giants their ass, winning by 60 points, with the Giants only able to score 30 points. Meanwhile, it was a horror weekend for Sydney AFL teams as the Swannies were beaten by 2 points by the North Melbourne Kangaroos.
Yeah, it was inept goal kicking from the caps lock Giants. After attacking raids, Sam Reed, or Reedy as I call him, Daniel Lloyd,
Samboy I call him,
or Lloydy as I call him, and Danny. Zach Langdon, or Zach as I call him,
Z-Man,
all missed set shots. It was a poor display from the Giants, and I believe the Swans also lost.
Cricket. Justin Langer has been named new Australian cricket coach and will have some big decisions ahead of him in the next 12 months, including whether he welcomes David Warner back in from the cold, who is also seen as the biggest disruptive influence in the team and its old culture.
Yes, well, it'll be interesting to see if he can change said culture in this team. He's a hard marker, Langer, and he's had some tough coaches in his day. Good bloke by all accounts, and he should be a good choice. But all the talk is his easiest decision is don't pick Dave Warner. Haven't they come out bashing him?
Have anyone come out from within to say, or they just kept quiet about it?
I don't know. The people that are talking and saying he's no good. And a lot of people are very quiet.
Go over to IPL and just make your millions and just
do it.
Enjoy yourself like Chris Gayle does. Probably not the same way Chris Gayle does, but anyway. Tennis, Serena Williams could be made top seed at Wimbledon. At mid-talk, she's being penalised for having a baby. Since returning to tennis earlier this year after giving birth to daughter Alexis, Williams has enjoyed a protected ranking of number one that guarantees her entry into tournaments. But her current world number 449 ranking does not have a protected seeding, which leaves her in danger of facing a top player in the first round of the event, including Wimbledon, prompting the All England club to exercise a power that they have never used before to still make Serena the number one seed. So she'll be number one seed, but ranked 449 in the world.
Yeah, I didn't quite understand this when I read this morning, but so she's being penalised for having a baby last September.
Basically,
she's also being protected.
Well, she was protected, but that
getting guarantees into tournaments.
No, that amnesty is now over. So now,
now she should be competing like everyone else.
I think she's a bit better than that. Deserves a bit more than that. Soccer.
See, I don't.
The A-League grand final. Well, there's a story there.
Yeah.
Just Google. Does
Google
tennis,
it. Does, I didn't say it.
Does tennis have a steroid problem? Read about that.
It's on the internet. Must be true.
Soccer. A-League Grand Final won by the Melbourne Victory, beating Newcastle at home 1-0 in a match marred in controversy.
Yes.
Their video ref system broke down, Sid, just as the Victory scored their goal in the 9th minute, with officials admitting the goal would have been given a no goal, except they couldn't push the button because the whole system crashed. We live in a messed up world. Later in the game, goalkeeper for the Victory was karate kicked by some loose unit from the Jets.
Yeah, that was good, that bit.
It was.
Yeah.
That'll bring the crowds back, I'm telling you.
That will bring the crowds back.
Soccer in a cage, that's what I want to see.
Well, as I said last week, and I'm a very... I'm an expert on soccer, let's put it that way. Australia and America...
You're a pundit.
Australia and America host the only leagues in the world that have a final series. We're the only two countries that call it soccer. And Melbourne Victory won the comp, coming from third place after the regular season. Normally it's just first past the post for these tournaments. So Melbourne took out the silver toilet seat, beating off better teams than Sydney and Newcastle in controversial circumstances. I'm putting it out there, soccer is a mess.
They're saying the answer might be to have a two grand final system where they play one at each of their homes. Goals are worth double if you score an away point.
Oh, yeah.
Goal.
So team one and two play a two-game series.
No, still three and four are in it.
No.
Yeah, I don't mind it.
No.
It can happen in any sport, rugby league included. Rugby union, the Waratahs lost to the worst of the Kiwi teams on Saturday night. The Auckland Waikato Wellington Blues, whatever they're called, 24 points to 21. A team the New Zealand Herald described as a broken, bumbling mess only days before. However, as much joy as sticking into the Waratahs would give me, the real reason I brought this up, Sid, do you know where this game was played at?
No. I didn't watch it.
Lotto Land.
You're joking.
The place that's undergoing an investigation as to why there's so many knee injuries.
Mate. The ARU is just going from strength to strength. Raylene Castle is doing a magnificent job over there. South African rugby had to come out during the week to dispel rumours that they want out of Super Rugby altogether.
Is that right?
Yep. Australia can't beat... The Australian teams have not beaten any New Zealand teams in 38 games.
Twiggy Forrest, did you see this? His international rugby comp, because he owns the Melbourne Rebels.
Yes.
Not the Melbourne Rebels, my mistake. The Western Force.
Yep.
Whatever they call Western
Force. I knew what you meant.
So their international comp has just started.
Yes.
Their first game, Western Australia v Fiji.
Yep.
Was held on the weekend. Full house.
At Lotto Land?
No, not at Lotto Land. Might have been Subiaco.
Well, this is the issue, and I'm talking out of school. I don't know a lot about rugby, but I was looking into it. The South African teams that also got punted from Super Rugby are playing over in an English league, and the other Sanzar clubs are like, well, let's just go play over there. Why are we playing in this two-bit comp?
Fair point.
The Australian teams are shit. South Africa have to travel all this way, further than Australia and New Zealand do. It's a mess, but hey, Raylene Castle's on it.
Strongman.
Strongman.
Hafþór Bjornsson. Sid, do you know who he is?
No.
He's some bloke that's in the TV show Game of Thrones.
Oh, the Mountain. Yeah, I know who he is.
Grigor the Mountain Clegane.
Big fella.
He's finally achieved his lifelong dream of winning the World's Strongest Man competition. The Icelandic giant, who stands at 206 centimetres and weighs a whopping 200 kilos, has finished runner-up in the past 2 years. But Bjornsson, known by many from the TV show Game of Thrones, went one step further the weekend to claim his first ever World Strongman Championship.
And congratulations to him. I'm not going to argue with him. Well done.
We didn't bring this up in NRL. We might edit this out if it's no good.
Okay.
Do you want to talk about Josh Massoud?
You can talk about Josh Massoud. He's your friend.
He's no mate of mine. He blocked me because I told him he was lower than cat shit and they bury that. Ain't that the truth? He's threatened a work colleague up there in Brisbane for breaking a story that had an embargo on it until the next day about Todd Carney leaving the Cowboys.
Yeah, for those of you that don't know, in journalism, stories have a time embargo on them where nobody is allowed to report it until they all report it at the same time.
If you break it, then you're put in like a shit club that doesn't get any of the news stories.
Yeah, but some young journo up in Queensland got hold of it and tweeted it out.
Apparently he didn't know that it was embargoed.
That's correct.
He got the second page of the fax or whatever it was, email, and didn't see the first page about embargo, broke the story. And Josh Massoud promptly, allegedly, said to young 21-year-old journalist, cub journalist, I'm going to slit your throat, neck and shit down your throat.
Yeah.
Classic Massoud. Classic
yeah.
Massoud.
Yeah.
You'd imagine he's going to need an army of about four blokes to do that, just looking at the size of him.
Yeah, to be honest, I'm not a fan of any bullying, but if Josh Massoud bullied me...
I'd welcome it with open arms.
Wouldn't really care.
You beauty!
Bring it!
So, early dickhead of the week nomination.
Yes.
Goes to that bloke who got upset because Josh Massoud was going to slice his throat. Hey, Sid, it's Former.
Hey, Former.
What are you up to, mate?
Not much.
What are you wearing?
I'm wearing my Full Credit to the Boys membership t-shirt.
God damn, that sounds hot.
It is hot.
Has it improved your sex life?
It may be the shirt, it may be my good looks, or it could be the Full Credit to the Boys hat.
I'm leaning towards the hat, if I'm honest. So you get a hat in the membership pack?
You get a shirt and a hat.
Wow, I'll tell you what I need, bud.
What do you need?
I need something to keep this goddamn beer cold.
Well, you'll be shocked and amazed. We also do a stubby holder.
A stubby holder in
the
same membership pack.
A t-shirt, a hat, and a stubby holder.
Is there anything else you get with this pack?
But wait, there's more. You also get a car sticker, a magnet or two, and a keychain.
And a keychain as well. God damn, this extravagance sounds so expensive. How much is it?
Well, it's not expensive. How much would you expect to pay for all these goodies?
A couple of thousand.
Not even close. It's not a couple of thousand. It's not even a couple of hundred. It's $69.95.
They're good numbers. 69's a great number.
And free postage.
Free postage on top of that?
That's correct.
How are you making any money?
Well, after the profits are taken out, we're not making much at all.
Wow, okay, that's something to think about. And tell me, what's this about a big drink in the middle of the year with me and you?
That's correct. Only members will go in the running to get on the cans with you and me.
And who's paying for this extravagance?
We'll talk semantics later.
Sounds like a great day out.
It will be a great day out.
Don't think I can make it.
I'll be there in my shirt and hat.
So where do we get onto these membership packs?
It's very simple. An easy-to-remember website. It is www.fullcredittotheboys.bigcartel.com.
Big Cartel? That sounds South American. Do you get Coke with this?
You can drink whatever you want on our day out. It's a fantastic deal, Former. All brought to us by the beautiful people at Mare Inc.
Mare Inc, you say?
That's right, I did say.
Wow, and where can you find those guys?
I have no idea.
What's with all the questions?
What are you, a narc?
You wearing a wire?
You ask a lot of questions, Former.
I sure do.
You can buy all sorts of things from Mare Inc. at www.mareinc.com.au.
So let me get this right. You get a hat, you get a shirt,
yes.
You get a stubby holder,
yes.
You get a bunch of other stuff,
yes.
$69.95.
Free postage.
Fullcredittotheboys.bigcartel.com. Plus you get the chance to get on the cans with me and you.
What a deal.
Wow. Get on it, guys. Don't miss out on this great opportunity.
Full credit to the boys.
Without further ado, it's time for podcasting's number one segment in all the world. It's time for this.
We all want you to go grab a mirror. We're all hoping that you'll change your way. And no message could be any clearer. If you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and make a change.
Extended mix.
Fat fingers.
Bit of rap in there.
It happens.
DJ from Ibiza. All right, I'll have a crack first.
Yeah, go for it.
Well, I don't know this bloke's name.
Okay.
Let's just say, grab a mirror, dopey thief.
Okay.
So what happened was, Sid, last weekend,
yep.
A bloke working a convenience store in King Street, Newtown. Late, it was in the early hours of the morning, decided that he couldn't hold his eyes open any longer.
Mm-hmm.
And he was going out the back for a little bit of shut-eye, a bit of sleep.
He was working there.
3 a.m. Yeah, he's working.
He's had enough. Yep.
He's had a gutful.
Yep.
He thought, I'll just lock the sliding door, give myself half an hour power nap, and then I'll be back into it.
Clever.
So he shuts the door, locks it, goes out the back for a sleep, and old mate turns up.
Mm-hmm.
Old mate slides the door. She opens.
Okay.
He hasn't locked it properly. And, well, I'll take it up from here from the news. Here's what the news said about what happened next.
Now he goes behind the counter and tries to pull out the till before grabbing scissors from the store to cut the cords from the drawer. The thief, who wasn't covering his face, casually walks off with the till.
Got himself a score, Sid.
So he's walked in, lucked himself onto an empty convenience store, thought I'll take the till.
What will I take? Will I take a Slurpee? Nah. Will I take one of those hot dogs that's been going around there for the last 6 or 7 days? Nah.
Just take a whole heap of darts.
I'll take the till. But how will I get the till out? It's plugged in. I don't know. I'll cut the cord.
Clever.
I mean, he's not an idiot.
This guy's a genius.
So,
how did this go?
Oh, well and good. He's taken the till and away he goes. Well, minutes later, this happens.
Then returns some minutes later. This time he takes the store safe.
Because, I mean, he's not an idiot. Still not in disguise, mind you.
He should take the CCTV camera next.
That might have been a great idea. Yeah. Anyway, he's thought, you know what? I'm mad if I don't go back here.
Yeah,
he's gone back in, taken the safe straight underneath the till, apparently.
Yep.
Pulled it out, and away he's gone.
Mad.
Well, the perfect crime almost, you'd imagine.
You would think so.
But I'll tell you what, all that work sure does make you thirsty. So this is what happened next.
It's hard to believe, but he returns a third time. At this point, the attendant has emerged, but doesn't realise the till and safe are missing until the mystery man tries to pay for a drink over the counter. The worker returns his money because he doesn't have any cash to give him change.
Oh, he's giving himself up.
I'd say he's walked in and gone, oh, shit, he's here. I know, I'll get a bottle of water.
It's thirsty work, thieving stuff.
Oh, hang on. So that's my grab a mirror to that dickhead and probably old mate that's didn't know how to lock a door. Equal
10.
Stand by, you maybe move this.
Oh, yeah.
Grab a mirror.
Who we got?
Hang on.
Get the grab a mirror machine working.
Grab a mirror says DC at Corbida. Corby DA. Grab a mirror, former legend for using the world's most popular podcast segment to reward mediocrity and perpetuate the myth that everyone wins. Grow some balls and ditch the equal tens and equal fours. Hashtag trophy for playing.
Equal fours are only because we can't count.
The irony will not be lost on me if this was equal 10.
Which it was.
Equal
10.
Grab a mirror says Brendan Vaudry. Two Y's. Grab a mirror at Brendan Vaudry. The Woi Woi Roosters. Roosters Rugby League Football Club, for pulling us all into a meeting to tell us that they're implementing a no dickhead policy. Excuse me, sir, but this whole club has been built on dickheads. Hashtag by the sea. Hashtag the wingers still cop it. Hashtag they've been doing it all day, sir. Equal
10.
At Mario Siegs _. Says, grab a mirror, the fuck knuckle, who cut me off at a roundabout today and gave me the finger as they sped through. Paying attention to me and not the cop on the other side that immediately went after you.
Instant karma. I
karma,
love it.
You prick, he said. Yeah. That never happens to me.
That's
to read
great.
That again.
I love that.
Equal
10.
At efficient, not lazy. Says, grab a mirror, lazy Michael Clarks, that crossed the road mere metres in front of a pedestrian crossing. Ignoring the simple basic rules is why society is going to shit. Hashtag grumpy old man. Hashtag rules. Hashtag just hit them and they'll learn.
Hear, hear. And it's those people that pull up where there's 55 car spots, but they just put the Lebanese blinkers on and just sit there in traffic.
Just bordering on racist there,
just
bro.
Just pull over. There's plenty of spots.
At Sid Punts, all one word. Equal
10.
The Glorious Nuts says, grab a mirror, anyone who plays Supercoach, and smash yourself in the face with it.
Wonder how he voted in our poll.
Hashtag can't coach, won't coach.
Love Supercoach.
I'll try 9 here.
9.
Wow.
Might have gone early.
I think you have. We'll just have an equal 4 again.
At Dubstand says, grab a mirror, anyone who captained Josh Addo car over the weekend in
hey,
Supercoach.
Hey, I did.
8.
At DJ and Goose says, grab a mirror, the alcohol selection at Jubilee Oval. Just because we're on the hill doesn't make us Neanderthals. Yes, it does. Where was the champagne? Hashtag 2018 May premieres. Hashtag bubbles make everything better. Hashtag loving my new tat.
Bubbles might burst.
7.
At Ben Pugsley says, grab a mirror, man flu. Hashtag dying. Hashtag man down. Hashtag green phlegm. Hashtag cough, cough, fucking cough. Hashtag whole box of tissues. I think that's a separate your tweet.
6.
At Shellcove Rabbit says, grab a mirror, Jeremy Lattimore, you magnificent bastard. Cops a Cam Smith elbow to his big head and replies with a short uppercut to Cam's little head.
How hashtag, good was it?
Hashtag no more elephants.
Hashtag.
Hashtag.
No more elephants.
I like it.
Hashtag that will stop the wrestle. Hashtag New South Wales take note. Hashtag equal 10. Oh. Dogged it.
5.
At Maddie's Moo says, grab a mirror, everyone bitching about Smithy being a grub. For fuck's sake, he's a hooker. It's in the job description. Hashtag backdoor Benny. Hashtag Mick Ennis. Hashtag Danny Badiris. Hashtag Robbie Farah. Hashtag he's the best. Get over it.
Jeez, he does make a good point there.
4.
Hashtag grab a mirror says Rio-sism. Dog fans. After last Friday, do I really need to give you a reason? Of course Sutton hates your club. You imbeciles threw bottles at him 3 years ago. But here's an idea. Maybe you should throw your next recycling bin full at Moses and Boy. Hashtag it cost you. Hashtag 25K. Hashtag Dean must pay.
Love the hashtags. Is that all of them?
One more.
Equal.
4.
At Efficient Not Lazy says, grab a mirror, the jar of pickles that made me question my masculinity. 30 minutes I spent trying to open it, then Mrs. Not Lazy comes along and gets it first time. It's been a pretty depressing week. Hashtag I loosened it up. Hashtag shame. Hashtag what's the point anymore?
Big shout out to Mrs. Not Lazy.
If anyone else is in the same state of mind that Efficient Not Lazy in, Beyond Blue, they can help. Reach out.
You'll all go. Right, I'm going to have a go. Grab a mirror, Channel 10. In sad news for absolutely no one, Channel 10 has announced that they have axed the great institution that is Family Feud from their solid looking lineup of shows for 2019 former. After missing out on the cricket and losing the very popular Big Bash, Channel 10 have decided they need to shake up their shows for next season. And have decided that the very...
You think they're blaming Denya for losing all those sports?
Well, they've decided they're getting rid of the very, very funny Family Feud. They're saying it's had its day. I don't tend to agree with them. This is the moment that Grant Denya said was the greatest moment on Australian Family Feud the whole time.
The funniest part, wasn't it?
The funniest part ever.
Listen, if you're not sitting down, sit down because you're about to laugh so hard...
Careful.
You might wet your pants.
Here it is, the funniest moment.
Give me a word that rhymes with song. Danielle?
Dong.
As in ding? Dong?
Yes.
Good. It looks funny when you see it written.
Not really.
It's going to be missed, isn't it?
Dong.
Great show. So unfortunately...
Bit risque for my liking.
Bit risque at 6:30. So unfortunately, the very talented and hilarious, as I've just shown, Grant Denyer is now unemployed. But with Vern Troyer out of the way now, there should be some roles opening up. Maybe in a little R2-D2 sex robot suit. But it got me thinking... I'd smash that. But it got me thinking, which TV shows should Channel 10 bring back? Remember Celebrity Splash?
Yes.
Perfect Match?
Yes.
Dancing on Ice?
But one this of the
time,
greats.
But this time it can actually be people at really low strip joints dancing on the drug Ice. That'd be hot. Or reruns of Hey Dad, Cosby Show, we'll just have a total lineup of wall-to-wall cooking, singing, and renovation shows. I don't think there's enough of them, former. So grab a mirror, Channel 10.
What about Aerobics All-Star in prime time?
Well, that goes without saying. I don't know why they don't do that.
Or It's a Knockout.
Oh, It's a Knockout.
Or Aerobics All-Star with It's a Knockout.
Oh, like a celebrity It's a Knockout.
With Aerobics
like the
All-Star.
Royal Family did it once, but with chicks in leg
leotards.
Warmers.
Yeah. I'm a thinker.
You should be on the board at Channel 10.
It was not much to beat if stories led to be believed.
Exactly.
Three.
I mean, didn't take an idiot to realise that paying $2 million for Lisa Wilkinson was overs, but nonetheless.
Always welcome on the show, Lisa.
Should have got Carl. At Juan Farcall says, grab a mirror me for attending a game at Henson Park wearing normal street clothes. If you don't wear a UMI shirt, thin rubber single pluggers, dark or brown jeans, and have either a beard, ironic or full, or massive sideies, you'll stand out like dog's balls. Hashtag Farrah still dialing it in. Hashtag hipster central.
Should have worn your full credit to the boys shirt. Do you see they've got a new mascot out at Newtown?
No.
It's Sid.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, they're copying everywhere.
Sid the mascot.
Triple M, Fox.
It's some pig or dinosaur or something.
They're really copying.
It's a big fat thing.
Two.
The two button didn't want to work.
Fat fingers wasn't helping. At Beerboy 182 says, grab a mirror of the Henson Park gate attendance for not frog marching this yuppie wanker straight out of the venue. Hashtag screw you and your shoes.
One.
At Juan Farcall wrote back, grab a mirror, ability to do your own shoelaces, shave and wear a belt to stop your juice from hanging halfway down your ass. That does not make you a yuppie.
I want you to go grab a mirror. We're all hoping that you'll change your ways. And no message could be any clearer. If you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and make a change.
Well, we may as well keep on trucking on and do this. It's the NRL Round 11 preview, Sid, and we begin on Thursday night, May 10. The Tigers take on the Cowboys at the 8th Wonder of the World in the Steve Edmed Shield. I just want to reiterate one of the stats that Andrew RLP from Rugby League Project gave us. Cowboys haven't won at Leichhardt since 2000.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. And they will not win this Thursday night. The Tigers will get their season back on track. Russell Packer is back.
Well, that's it. We're in.
We're home. We're home and host.
Yeah, go and kick off now, Cowboys. It's the only chance. Did you want to do the odds for this?
So what are the odds?
Well, I'll just have a look for you now. West Tigers are $2.10. North Queensland, $1.76.
I'm taking that $2.10. It's money for jam.
Money for jam. Friday night, the Knights take on the Panthers at Domino's Williams Stadium in the poorly plate. Now, the Knights are $2.20. The $1.69 for the Penny Panthers coming off the back of a loss.
Jeez, this is going to be a good game, I think. You know what? I'm picking the Panthers.
I'll take the Panthers. Well, it's not really an upset. They're the favourites. I'll take the Panthers with no real conviction, but geez, any chance you get to go and watch this kid play, this Kalen Ponga?
Do yourself a favour.
Bulldogs take on the Parramatta Eels in a cripple fight. $2.02, the Bulldogs. $1.82. It sets renovators to delight, and they're playing for the Jared Phil McCracken jug.
I can't split either of these. This is going to be a low game, this one. I'm picking the Bulldogs.
I'm picking Mitch Moses and the Eels. Welcome on the show, Mitch, anytime.
Anytime.
Saturday, and the Warriors take on the Roosters at Not So Smart in the Grant Ravelli Trophy. $1.75, the New Zealand Warriors. $2.10, the Roosters. Who would have thought those odds did exist before the season started?
I thought the Warriors would have a couple out through injury, but Tuira Nikau has been on the blower, rang me and said all the boys will be fine. And with that in mind, the Warriors will just sneak home.
Is Isaac Luke playing?
Apparently so. I didn't think he was going to play this week.
I'll back the Warriors, but with no certainty. The Storm take on the Titans at Stinder Stadium, actually. In the Marcus Buy mug, it's a double header up there. $1.18, right. The Storm. $5, the Titans. Name your own price.
Yeah. I'm not going anywhere near the Titans. The wheels have fallen off there. The Storm will win 28-4. I'm writing that down because you'll see it'll be correct.
I just hope Bryce Cartwright improves and knocks his missed tackles down to 30 or 40.
Yeah, hopefully. And I'll be in with a chance.
Second game at the doubleheader is the Seagulls taking on the Broncos again at Stinder in the Mark Bryant mug. $2.50 the Seagulls, $1.55 the Broncos.
So here's two teams taking their home games away
to the Brisbane Broncos home.
I hate that.
Stupid.
But, and on that alone, the Seagulls don't deserve to win. The Broncos will win.
Well, the Seagulls can't travel across Sydney to go and watch a game. Their fans, how are they going to travel up to Brisbane?
Oh, there'll be a big, big lot of Manly fans up there. They break
into tears as soon as they hit the Spit Bridge.
Yep.
Yeah, I can't go past the Broncos in this one. The Sunday, the Rabbitohs take on the Dragons at Renovators Delight Stadium in the Roy Bieber Shield.
Well, the Dragons truck just keeps on rolling.
Well, they're $1.52, the Dragons. $2.60, the Bunnies.
That's good money, $1.52. Money for jam. Get on the Dragons.
Dragons. I mean, that'll pay for your trophy if you get enough on.
Pay for your tattoo. Yep.
And finally, the Canberra Raiders take on the Cronulla Sharks. Always turn on a good game, these two, at Germcold Stadium in the Sammy Saluma Shield. $1.56, the Raiders. $2.45, the injury-stricken Sharkies.
Yeah, I'm still going the Sharks. That'll
really?
Be, yeah, that's an upset. Put your money on that.
Nah.
Yeah, I think they'll upset them down there.
Nah, I'll go the Raiders.
FCTTV. Fine.
Sid.
Yes.
Who's been your shipperdick.com.au dick hat of the week?
Well, my shipperdick.com.au dick hat of the week goes to French President Gerard Depardieu. He's my dick hat of the week for calling the Australian Prime Minister's wife delicious.
Did he?
Yes, he did.
Well, he's crook.
When asked,
isn't he the one that's with the old bird?
I'm not sure.
I think so.
When asked,
ex-teacher.
Oh, yeah, was his teacher.
Nothing weird there.
Yeah, it was his teacher.
Imagine if that was reversed around, ladies?
They do things different in France.
Oh, what I'd do for a glass ceiling.
When asked what he meant, he said, oh, so sorry. I meant she is fuckable. Didn't mean to say delicious at all. Glad we cleared that up. Who's been your dick out of the week?
Paige Bond.
What?
Paige Bond.
Is that a name of a person?
It's just two words I was throwing together randomly.
Who's Paige Bond?
Brown table. Bottle speaker.
Beer ashtray. That's what's on my side of the desk.
Paige Bond, she applied for a job this week, Sid.
Yeah.
A packing job. A box packing job. That's right.
A box packing job.
What would you give for a box packing job, Sid? You'd get in early every day, wouldn't you?
Oh, sensational. Someone gets paid for that?
Anyway, Paige, she applied for a box packing job.
Oh, that's funnier than Family Feud.
She was actually qualified for. I don't know how you measure that. But anyway, then a truly shocking email arrived in her inbox. After sending in her application, the 48-year-old accidentally received an internal email from her potential employer, Forest Whole Foods. The email, which Ms. Bond was told was written by employee Josie Bickle, repeatedly insulted her by describing her as irritating and a chavvy. Now, chavvy means...
Yeah, chav.
Chavvy means a bogan,
yeah.
Apparently. Now, she says in the email, okay, I know exactly the type of person she is in my mind. Small, bubbly, slightly irritating, but probably really good at what you need her for. Organised, quick, but a bit of a chavvy. She is probably worth interviewing if you think you can cope with having someone like her around. I bet her voice is really irritating.
Oh, no.
Delete this email in case you took her on and she happened to find it. Ms. Bond told the mailonline.com, the email was disgusting, but she decided to still go ahead with an interview at the company after a worker left an apology on her voicemail following the awkward blunder. And while she has not heard back from the company, Ms. Bond told The Sun she would... She's talking to a few people, just quietly. she would now not accept any potential job offers from Forest Whole Foods. I'm quite glamorous, and yes, I have big boobs, but how can they judge me on that? The last thing I am is a chav. So, myshipperdick.com.au, Dick Hat of the Week, Sid, is not only Paige Bond...
Yep.
And brown table.
A beer ashtray.
And beer ashtray. But myshipperdick.com.au, Dick Out of the Week, is Forest Whole Foods. If you're going to attack people and call them bogans or chavvies or whatever the hell it is over there, then maybe, maybe just maybe, make sure they're not in your email that you're attacking them about. And to Paige, I know you're listening. You're a big fan of the show. Enjoy your holiday in Bali. Don't forget to get your hair braided and your Bintang singlet. Sid.
Yes.
Who's under the pump this week?
Well, here's some news from the UK. A rugby league team from Wales, the West Wales Raiders.
Jesus. The West Wales Raiders.
The West Wales Raiders.
Wiki Stewart's coaching them.
Beginning of the year, they got two new defensive coaches. And so far this season, they've been beaten 124-0 by Bradford, 144-0 versus York. They've played six matches for zero wins, with a minus 544 and against. Their next opponents...
It's going to be tough to make the semis if you're aligned on four and against there, you'd imagine.
Their next opponents are the Shropshire Slashers. And the two defence coaches are under the pump. Their names are Kenny Tackle and Noah Kant. I think they work down the backyard stats lab. So they're under the pump. So we're going to keep you informed whether the West Wales Raiders beat the Shropshire Slashers. Pretty sure they're not going to.
I don't know what you see, but I'd love to hear Kenny Callender over cracking.
We'll keep you updated next week, creditors.
I'll tell you who's under the pump this week, Sid.
Tell me.
A bloke by the name of At Sid Punts.
Okay, here we go. What have I done?
Almost a year of absolute rubbish tips, and now there's some push from our listeners to get Margaret Reed on board.
Who's Margaret Reed?
Margaret Reed's a Texas woman, Sid, who put an $18 bet on in the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah.
Is now riding high after winning a cool $1.2 million.
Oh, see, it's going to happen, people. Rough punt's going to get up.
Margaret's maggoted punts is what I want to get onto. Reedy won a pick five in which bettors have to choose the winner of five races in a row. She rightly chose Limousine Liberal.
Oh, I like Limousine Liberal.
Maraud.
Mm-hmm.
Funny Duck. You can Funny see what's duck, yeah. Old Dunny Fuckers trying to stuff up the old race caller there. Yoshida and Derby winner Justify. The lucky lady who's been going to the Retina. Mightn't be Retina. Retama Park Racetrack in Selma for years with her friends said she did her homework to figure out the carefully placed wagers. It doesn't always work out, but sometimes it does, she says. And I think that's
see,
your motto as well.
It doesn't always work out.
But I reckon you are, my friend. Under the pump.
No, I'm Jew.
That you are. I mean, has there ever been a more true statement than that?
Roll the sack, open the sack, empty the sack. The boy is sad.
I'll tell you what, I can't wait to see your rough punt this week because I know there would have been a lot of thought put into it considering where you're going to send it from.
Yeah. Mate, I'm more Jew than Spielberg. I'm going to get up soon. You'll see. You'll see.
I tell you what, have as much as you can on Meghan Markle doing the bolt after 3 years.
Oh, that'd be short odds, that.
Sid.
Yes.
This week, mm-hmm. The podcast awards are finally over. We can stop rabbiting on about that.
Yeah.
Although you have got your new FTPA tat. Fuck the podcast awards.
Yes. There's a tat I'll go and get with you, St. George supporters. An absolute outrage. There's got to be an inquiry.
Five-star review time, Sid, and, well, there's been a few this week.
Good.
At Fergo 968, 1968, I think Fergo might have changed the last one they did. Lads, a brilliant podcast. Keep it up. Well, thanks, Fergo.
Thanks. That makes you feel better.
Cleaned it right up.
Not having won a podcast award, at least I get a five-star review. Thank you, Fergo.
At Whitey757 said, don't listen and drive. Nearly crashed a car when former described the Lamingtonification of his downstairs department. Stay safe, people. Listen at home.
Thanks, Whitey.
At Langer27 says, the best NRL and sports potty around today. The hilarious lads do an incredible job and being informative and funny, and all the boys and girls in the Backyard Stats Lab know their stuff. I love it.
Thanks, Langer. It means a lot. Get some positive reviews.
You would have voted for us in the awards, wouldn't you, Langer?
Yeah, thanks,
Langer. Don't muck around. And finally, Supergrover 4 says, Dead Set Champions. This is one of the premier podcasts on the whole internet.
That's true.
Top 10, at least, you'd
Top
imagine.
Top 10. Self-nominated.
Former and Sid cracked me up to Dead Set, proper laughing out loud. Awesome production. Grab a mirror is possibly the best thing I've ever heard on the internet. Whew.
No, that's accurate.
New porn, YouTube, Lostitube, Pornhub.
Nah.
Brazzers.
Grab a mirror.
This is essential listening, and prepare to piss your pants. Do yourself a favour and check out the episode Crashing the Closing Ceremony. Hashtag try bums and cocks will leave you dead. Now, don't do that as we speak right now, because I don't think even any of those episodes are up right now. We are having massive, massive technical difficulties.
Yep.
Hopefully, if you hear this, it means we've fixed it, basically.
Yeah.
If you don't, it's been a good 3 hours. What time is it? It's been a good 8 hours.
It's been a good 8 hours.
Really enjoyed myself.
Yeah, it's been a good 3-4 years or whatever. But
looks like it's come to an end.
We can pretty much say whatever we want now. No one will probably ever hear it.
Righto, strap yourself in. Milram, you app.
Hopefully this will be up Wednesday morning as per usual.
Yeah, obviously if you're hearing this, it's worked. But if you're not, try bums and cocks. Well, that'll do, eh?
Yeah, thanks very much.
Let's get out of here. Nothing else to say, else to do.
See you all.
See you all.
Keep smiling and bye for now.
Aloha, bula, or whatever else you've got to say, Sid.
Yeah, ta-da. See you in a week.